SBS Radio.
Wātamoli and welcome to NITV Radio. I'm Kerry Lee Harding, and coming up for you now, my yarn with Glenys Briggs, curator of the newly opened Aboriginal art gallery called Burraja, which has just opened in Albury in southern New South Wales. And this is my yarn with Glenys.
My name's Glenys Briggs. I'm a Tamarung Yorta Yorta Wiradjuri woman, and I'm the curator of the Indigenous gallery in Albury called Burraja.
Now do tell us about Burraja. It's a brand new art gallery in Albury in New South Wales, in southern New South Wales, right on the border, right near Wodonga. How did this all come about, that there's a new art gallery full of Aboriginal art in Albury?
It's a lovely story, I think, quite a long one. Actually, Burraja was started an Indigenous initiative to help the artists that were around Albury and Wodonga. And this was started about 4 years ago. So it was only a very small gallery, like a shoebox size, in Wodonga. And it runs under the auspices of Murray Arts. So I was to start in this position about 12 months ago. Because of COVID, everything shut down. And then I got a call in November, saying, Glenys, could you come down now and we could maybe start working on Burraja? And so I did, and then COVID hit again, locked us all up. So we were working from home for a couple of months. And in the meantime, I was searching for another venue as like a pop-up gallery for Burraja, because the old one was closed down and couldn't be utilised again. And so I found a beautiful old building in Albury, and we started gathering the Indigenous artists together again, the local artists, and voila, Burraja is back in the running again.
And tell us about your role as the new curator of Burraja. How do you start off by identifying which artists and their works will be featured in the gallery?
Well, at this particular time, there hasn't been a great deal of artworks. Because there was the shift because of COVID, and a lot of the artists were struggling to find other works. And when the funding came through for help, government help for artists, a lot of the artists found that they could do some other type of artworks, like installations and commissions. And so this has been happening for the last couple of months. And in the meantime, I've managed to just gather about half a dozen artists from around Albury, Wodonga. So the search is on for more artists, and we may take that maybe just a little bit wider outside the Albury, Wodonga area, just to see whose artworks are available in the districts a little bit further away. But in the meantime, we're running development workshops for the artists, like basket weaving, printmaking, jewellery making, carving, even storytelling. So all this is happening while we're actually promoting Burraja and the local artists.
I know you're in the very early stages of opening Burraja, the Aboriginal Art Gallery in Albury, but let's look ahead to the future. What is your vision for Burraja?
I think the local artists in the area have a great opportunity now to be seen by the wider public. It's in the location of the gallery is very central and a very much a unique building. And we have received such a lot of wonderful feedback from the local people, including the both the Wodonga and Albury councils. We have the very good support from the Museum of Modern Art, which is the main gallery of Albury Wodonga, and we have affiliations with the staff there. The curator before myself is at the moment a curator, relief curator in Mama. So we're working very closely together to help support the local artists in the area.
You must be feeling very proud thus far of what you have achieved, I guess, with the support of local people as well in getting this art gallery up and running, Glynis.
Absolutely. I am just so excited about it. And it gives a place for the Indigenous community to be proud of. Even though they're not artists, a lot of the community still comes in for workshops and just drops in and talks. This belongs to the Indigenous people of the local area. I'm hoping that we can continue building up Burraja to that the artists and the community will be proud of, that can stand alongside any gallery, commercial gallery in Albury Wodonga.
Thank you so much for your time today on NITV Radio, Glynis Briggs, curator of Burraja Gallery in Albury, New South Wales. It's been an absolute pleasure talking with you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.